Hi guys, I hope you're all having a great day. My name is Rebecca and I'm the creative director of Plant Archive. I'm here on the Chill Sisters podcast, the amazing Chill Sisters. Thank you so much, Chill Sisters, for having me on the podcast today. I'm really glad to be here. It was really amazing. It was very insightful being here with you. I can't wait to do this again. And I wish you the very best. To everyone out there, thank you so much for listening.
That's a good
No,
one.
Rekaya, you try.
Hey, hello boys and girls. Hello everybody. Welcome
Hello.
back to the Chill
Hello.
Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
I'm Yusis Ladu. I'll be recording live from Abuja, Nigeria. Some people don't want to tell us where they're recording from anyway.
I'm recording from London.
And if you like, don't say it now. It's me that will say it for you.
I'm recording from London. Yusis,
Nice.
guess what?
What?
It's our first anniversary. Yay!
Yippee! We don't owe for this, you know.
No,
It's
by
not
now
easy.
we have started working. If you are 1 year, you've started working now.
And the thing is, for me, I was happy about it being the 50th episode.
Oh,
You know,
yeah.
that's why I was happy.
Yeah.
So,
Yosis, I'm
don't do
happy to
that.
announce to you that we are in 31 countries and counting, over 200 cities. And
Yes,
what best way
literally.
to what's the best way to celebrate this than to say we have a guest?
Bro, no, we have to because this person, if you had a virtual red carpet, would be
We'll lay it out for
spreading
her.
for her. What are you saying? It's my honor and privilege to introduce this person, an incredible human being, multi
Gege.
talented. I never start to.
Let's
And
go
if I
now.
want to
I
start
have to
now,
be
we'll finish the accolades. Call you getting money.
I'll be hyping you from
You
the side now.
the founder and creative director of Flaunt Archive, you know, a mother, a friend, a sister, an overall incredible human being. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Rukaya. Rukaya, please, we give you
Hi, everybody. Hi. Thank you so
Hi.
much, the Chill Sisters, for bringing me over to your show. I'm so happy to be here today.
We are
So I've been
excited to
hearing
have
so much
you.
about the show, so I can't believe I'm here. And what better way to celebrate considering it's your 50th episode?
It's not
Five zero, the
easy.
big number. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Oh, welcome. It's an honor. It's a pleasure to meet you, Rukaya. I'm excited. I think I'm more excited than you to meet you. So I don't know. I'm talking for myself. I don't know about her. You know, I can't say anything for so I
I have the privilege, you know, of having access to her, but for the fact that
whatever.
she's on our podcast
Whatever.
now
Uses
and the world is
whatever.
going to like get to know this person, her talent and whatnot. So I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm
whatever
excited.
you sis. You must just take my shine. Rukaya, we start the week by saying how our week went. So let's give you the floor. How was your week this past week? What was exciting about this week for you?
Yeah, the past week was great. So we received new shipments for our collection, and we still worked hard on that. So yeah, the week was great.
Ngani, CEO things, you know, you're founder, you're a
Founder, you can't
creative
shout.
director. Rashida, do you have a shipment that came? You are
Excuse me, it's not
laughing.
about me. This is not about me.
Anyway, my own week has been fantastic. Rashida, please let me be. Has been good. Save for the fuel queue that is all over Abuja. You know, I have to report that. I have to tell the people what's happening. The fuel scarcity has supposed to, has it refused to cease. Everywhere is fuel. See, the sad thing is, I'll hear cars in the morning around 5 a.m., 4, and I know they're going there to queue
Oh my
Kingani
God.
very early. No, it's really sad, but that's the reality. Other than that, the weather, I always report about the weather. The weather has been incredible. So, Alhamdulillah, everything has been fine. Fantastic, fantastic week. Alhamdulillah.
My
Mm-mm.
week. See, you see,
yeah,
let me just step in my week. It has been, it's nothing is happening, though. We are just there, but I want to report the weather. You know, when I used to
Report
call
it.
me here and say, it's my weather, summer, I changed my mind.
No, you must take it.
I
Though. Summer is the
no,
weather.
no, 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 not this one. You know what? It's today we went, I took the kids for their regular weekly swimming. The place is hot.
Really?
Everywhere is hot. In fact, at a point, I feel like I'm being tied in a container. Like there's
Was
no
it an
breeze
indoor?
outside.
Okay, is it in the pool or outside?
It's an indoor pool, but
Okay.
that's not even the point. I thought when I come outside, I will feel outside. There's no breeze. It's like, you know, when you are in a confined space and you're being tied. That's how. When we got back, I took a bath. It's cold water. The last time I took my bath with cold water, I think I was in secondary school. It was the best thing that has happened to me throughout this week. That cold water that I put on my body, I'm telling you,
Wow.
is that hot. It's God, I can't even complain anymore about the weather. No wonder.
Sorry,
See, when God is
Rashida.
doing his things, don't, because just imagine this was the weather from January to December.
No, you can't.
No, it's crazy. I don't know if you have anybody in London, ask them what the weather is like. Maybe I'm
And you've
exaggerating,
already
maybe I'm
given us
hungry,
the
but
what do you want to ask anybody else? Name it. Hi, sorry,
that's
Kenya.
what is currently happening. Rukaya, so tell us an origin story. How did the name Blunt Archive come about?
Okay, so the origin story, initially it was Flaunt and Flare, but because we had issues whereby other people tried to find us on the website and then they end up landing on other websites that have Flaunt and Flare as well. So that was an issue to me, and I thought it was best to just change the name. So we decided to change it, and then it became Flaunt Archive.
Nice.
So we changed the name in 2021, but some people believe that Flaunt Archive is impersonating Flaunt and Flair. How crazy is that? Because,
Oh yeah, because you guys didn't announce nothing. You just moved. Can we, this is the new thing. If you
we
know,
just
you know.
moved. Yeah, we thought it was gonna be.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But how was the transitioning process?
Okay, yeah, at first it was a bit challenging for some people because, you know, we had to change our Instagram name, we have to like rebrand completely. So only a few, you know how this Instagram thing works sometimes. Today you can see someone, the next the algorithm is messing with your head.
Tell me about it.
So yeah, you know how it goes. To us, the transition was extremely easy, but then to some people, like they were always thinking, is this brand Flaunt and Flare or is this brand Flaunt Archive? No, let me message
But
them. Let me
Kaya, I
message
don't
them and
blame them.
confirm.
I don't blame
Yeah,
them.
but you know, it was a mistake on our own part because we should have clarified that, oh, hey, we're gonna move to a new name and we're dropping Flaunt and Flare. But trust me, the OGs knew that Flaunt and Flare should archive. That's what I love. So at some point we used to like put it out there that it says formerly Flaunt and Flare, but now everyone knows that Flaunt and Flare is Flaunt Archive. So we're past
Yeah,
that
that's
now.
true.
Yeah.
Oh
Yeah,
yes.
we have moved on. Kingani, some people
Who?
should
Where are
stop
the
acting
we?
like the jealous ex.
Where are the
Rashida,
we?
you are not a customer. Don't even put mouth here. We, the customers, when we are talking, Kibomukawe.
Oh yeah, I've been on the page, I've been on the website, like
Yeah,
I've been stalking your
Yusuf is a
website.
Flaunt Archive customer.
I
She's a
am, I
loyalist.
am. I'm
I don't know if she told
blushing.
you about
See.
the gift she got for all the loyal customers that we shared. She was one of
Kaya,
them. It
you
was
are
a surprise.
spoiling it. You are spoiling it. So, Rashida, let me even make you jealous.
Okay.
Kenyani, let
All
me
right.
tell you the treatment I got. So, what Flaunt Archive did at the end of last year, I was surprised. I know, Kenyani, but she surprised me. Kenyani, I received a call. There's a package for you. I said, me? Package? From where? I said, I was waiting for a package. Lo and behold.
A loyalist.
Can
So
you
don't
spend
worry.
to get that special treatment? So I got this gift box,
Honestly.
Kingani. What they do is they curate the item based on your shopping habits. Do you understand? So every customer taste is being considered.
That's exciting.
Am I in Nigeria?
She was so happy. She got what she wanted.
I felt love, Rashida. Rashida, have you felt love before? Not from your husband.
Oh, and the cute mugs. You loved your mugs.
See, I wish it was a video podcast we're doing. I would have flaunted it. Did you see what I did there?
We would all have had coffee and a flaunt our mug.
Yeah, well, it was incredible. Yeah. But Rukaya, the gift, I loved it. But what I'm particular about is Flaunt Archives designs are timeless. It's not just following the trend. Okay, there's this kimono I got from them. I love it. It's simple. Like, I could wear it all the time. Okay. I was thinking, okay, I didn't want to tell Rukaya, but I have to, let me just say it. I'll have to use that for my birthday shoot this year. Love it. Flaunt Archives girls are talking. Rashida, please, can you move aside?
I've not said anything since now. I've been quiet here. Yeah. What is it?
Have you two done enough? When I get on the train, I think she's doing too much to you right now.
Hey, I have the inspiration for the styling, your designs, and everything.
So, in terms of styling and design, for my brand, I've always wanted the brand to stand out. I don't want my brand to be, because if you don't stand out, that means you're like everyone.
Yeah.
So you need to have a unique selling point. What are you selling? Mm-hmm. What is it that is different? What is A selling that I cannot get from B? Mm-hmm. So like, you have to put all those things together and then build your own brand. I've always wanted Akaya to be a timeless brand. Mm-hmm. And I've always wanted to set it apart in terms of design, graphics, everything you can think about. Because I want people to be able to say, oh, this is a Flaunt Archives brand. Because that means you get to stand out.
Love it.
But if people cannot differentiate from brand A to B to C, then you need to go back to drawing board.
Is there a range of like people your brand is for? Is it for everybody, or you have this specific people?
No, my brand is not for everybody. Because that's the mistake that people make. When you're into business, it doesn't matter if it's clothing or anything, but your brand cannot be for everyone.
I love it.
Because if your brand is for everyone, then I don't know what you're doing. Because there's some things that people can afford, and there's some things that are just not their type. So your brand cannot be for everyone. You have your own you have your target range. Market. The age range is around 25 to 35. But these days we even have like 40. And we had a customer just not long ago. I think it was last week. A customer from Senegal, a 48-year-old. Yeah. So
48. We're touching that base. They're not old again. No.
They're living the life.
I love it
for them.
Like, really? Yeah.
They're setting the vibe. So yeah, I love it.
I know you give so much for brand quality, the details, to the minute details. You pay attention, and everything has to come out right. Right. I know that. Yes. About your brand, but how do you cope with being a perfectionist, you know, giving your all to your brand, then juggling it with your family? How do you balance it?
In terms of balance, I always try to put time aside for family and for work and for myself, because you need to have a balance. You need a balance, and you need a strategy in place. So honestly, that has never been a problem for me, because when it comes to work, I always have like my timing for work. Mostly I prefer to do my work in the morning, seven in the morning. I love working, because I feel like that's when I have the whole energy, vibe. I'm ready. I just want to take on and do whatever I need to do.
Exactly.
Anytime from like 3 p.m., I can't do much. So you can see, like, there's always a balance. You just need to strategize, and then everything falls. Sometimes I just swing it. And trust me, it works.
I'm sure you have a team that understands what needs to be done.
I have a team. I have a team. There's a team like for packaging, like the whole fulfillment center thing. I have a team that deals with that. So it's not like I have to do everything myself, because if you want to build a brand, you can't do everything yourself. Let's be honest.
No, it's not possible.
To build, you need people around you. To have a team. But it's not something you can do in one day. It's a gradual step. And if the brand is not making money, you cannot start hiring a team. Yeah, so trust me, when I started, I did not have anyone. I was the one doing everything.
Wow.
But gradually, as we were growing, I was like, you know what? It's time to step it up.
Yeah.
So I think it goes for all brands. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how old is Flaunt Archive?
Flaunt Archive is 3 years old because we relaunched the brand in 2021. Okay. But you know, Flaunt and Flair started in 2017. The reason why it differs is because Flaunt and Flair was mainly scarves, no clothing attached.
Oh, okay.
So we started clothing in 2021. That was when it came in with the rebrand at the same time, clothing and everything.
Oh, okay.
So we're into clothing, scarves, turbans. We've all combined them. But back in 2017, it was only scarves.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
I just wanted to ask Rukaya if there's any brand that she looks up to. I love Dye Lab. What they do is something not
oh
ordinary.
My goodness, I love Dye Lab. I love Dye Lab. I'm so proud of their success.
Mm-hmm. So is there any brand that you look up to that, you know, of course, we all have this person
I
that
look up
we inspire to be.
So many brands. I look up to so many brands. I don't know if you know this brand. There's this brand, Andrea Iyama. She's a Nigerian designer.
Okay.
And she's doing amazing.
Wow.
And there's also a Kusayo of Kai
really
Collective.
Yeah.
See, Nigerian let me tell you something, like Nigerian creatives, they're out with their guns. They're not even playing.
As in, with
they're relentless.
Against them, but they're still trying
they're
to
doing
like,
it.
No.
You know, just recently I came across a dress that Vicky James designed for a celebrity in South Africa, Bonang. And it was designed within, what, a few days?
Wow.
You need to see the masterpiece. Because Nigerians are going all out.
As in, I love to
they're
see
they're dominating
it
and, the space, and I love it.
Yes. I love it because Rukaya, we know how hard it is here. Things that we have to we are talking about fuel, we're talking about light, but they still strive with all this odds. So I'm sure we are more proud than people that are non-Nigerian. They think these people are talented, but it's not just about the talent, it's the environment that they live in, but they still succeed. Like mind blown. I love it for every creative. Shout out to them. And before I forget, Shida, be jealous again though. The scarves that she was talking about, you remember those turbans I used to wear and you're all jealous?
Yeah, there was one day Yusis came in and she was wearing this nice turban, and I'm like, I was looking at her, I'm like, Yusis, for some weird reason, what is it, Seth? What I tried to prove? I didn't know it was from you, and they were beautiful. She never said where they were from.
Did you ask me? You were busy being jealous now. You can order yours from the website.
Definitely going to try that. For somebody that is coming into the space, what will be your honest advice? What will you tell an upcoming designer?
So the only thing I'm going to say is do your research. Just do not jump into it because you feel like, oh, this one is doing it, I can just do it. It's easy. Believe me, it's not as easy as people think. You need to strategize. You need to do a lot of research. You can't just start you know what, I love clothing, I'm just gonna hit it today. No, it doesn't work like that. They're not going to make so many mistakes, but believe me, trust in yourself, trust in the process, and also you have to put in the work.
Put in the work.
Yes, consistency is key. If you want to make it, you have to be consistent. I'm not saying I've made it. No, believe me, I'm not even there yet. But I try to be consistent as much as possible.
Love it.
So let's get into what it takes to have a business in Nigeria. What is the struggle? What is the hustle like?
Honestly, it's a real struggle. It really is a big struggle having a business in Nigeria and running it here, because things have been changing in the country. The economy is not doing great. If you're running a business in terms of pricing, you're always changing because importation, duties, everything is calculated in the dollar. So,
oh my God.
If you buy something today, if your clearance is for $5 per kg, if the dollar rises again because the economy is so bad, that means everything changes for you as well, which means it changes for the customers too. So you can imagine you always have to be changing your prices or updating customers, letting them know that things are going to be different today just because you bought it today. 10,000 doesn't mean tomorrow is going to be 10,000. So there's
Oh
no
my
stability at the
God.
moment in this country.
Yeah.
Everything is just so hard. Like, you know, the dollar right now is around 1,600 plus, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can imagine, gone are the days we used to have the business so good when dollar was like, let's even say 300. Oh, the good times. You get to sell things easily and then you get to restock easily. But now these days you have to put in a lot before you move on to the next level, because things have really changed. It's exhausting. Sourcing right now is a bit of a headache.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to pay like triple of what you normally pay
God
to
of
get
course.
What you get at like one quarter of the price. So now it's like triple the price. But then because it's business and this is what it entails living in Nigeria, you have to keep moving on. You can't just give up and say, oh, you know what? It's crazy. Because honestly, I know a few people that are into pastry and other things that have stopped
folded.
Their business. They have locked
Thank
it
you.
Down
I
and
wanted
they've folded
to, yeah,
for now.
I wanted to mention that it's crazy for any brand to still be thriving in this economy, like, is a miracle.
It's not easy.
As in, your heart and soul has to be there, right? You have to be passionate about that brand, because at some point you'll be like, is it even worth it? The dollar is
it's killing
always
the
dancing
passion
around.
For people. Yeah.
Do you understand? You'll be like, okay, what's the alternative? Should I stop? Okay, if I stop, then what happens?
What next?
Because nothing is even guaranteed. What next do you get? But like, it's crazy. And one thing I need to like put out there is Nigeria is killing creativity. Whether you like it or not, right? Is it the light issue? Because you'll be like, okay, the previous night you'll be like, okay, tomorrow if I wake up, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, blah 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 blah. Then you wake up, NEPA, AEDC, whatever they call themselves, like, hold up, what did you say you're going to do? Nah, it's
honestly
not going to happen. Then you go out and they spell you, be like, why is AJ lying out now because of Phil? Do you get, before you know it, you are upset for nothing and you won't achieve anything. So
that's the
whatever
problem.
Creatives are really trying in Nigeria. You don't have any choice at this point. The passion has to be there. But it's sad. It's really, really sad. Look at what's happening. Okay, talking about how
it
Nigeria
sucks the
kills
passion
creativity.
Out of the
Rukaiya. Look at what's happening. I don't know. I'll chip in Olympics. Did you see this lady? She was supposed to represent Nigeria. They were doing rubbish. She now said, me. That
honestly,
have double citizenship. She walked by, she US, see me, I'm available.
Take me.
And she has
won
a medal.
Yes.
Do you understand?
The whole Olympics, there was no medal for Nigeria. In fact,
will they get
the race? I sat down yesterday, I was watching with my kids and we're shouting. I was saying, move it, the relay. The relay. What happened in the relay? I'm even ashamed to call them and tell them that, you know, we got disqualified for that relay. We did the semifinals and we're about to go to finals. Second of the semifinals. Finals, I were able to go for the finals, and now Nigeria was disqualified. South Africa that got the last position replaced Nigeria. I was livid when I saw the news this morning. I could not believe it.
See, seriously, Rashida,
it's crazy.
Nigerians, right? Nigerians love Nigeria, but Nigeria doesn't love Nigerians.
Simple.
If that makes sense.
Let me hear you tell me, did you get catch up on the
Olympic cyclist?
I wanted to mention
that had to like loan a bike from a German team. Like, that was embarrassing.
Rukaiya, stop using big English. She borrowed bike. Oh, she borrowed bike. Hey, no. You people carry your
My goodness.
To the world stage.
Everywhere.
I'm livid.
I couldn't believe it.
Just like the immigration officer that was suspended just a few days ago because of what he did at the Murtala Mohammed Airport in Lagos.
Yes, I saw that.
All these things. Oh my goodness.
You know, create so
under the comment section, somebody said one down 90 million to go. It's
honestly
crazy.
It's the same everywhere.
No, really. So when you see a Nigerian creative thriving, look, it's blood, sweat, and tears, right? Give them their flower, give them their credit.
Yes.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
You're right.
Buying dollar, Rashida, you know, if I talk about Nigeria, I'll be upset now. Let me keep quiet. Ask the questions.
That's it. Let's go on the streets because very enter Nigeria probably will not end it. Rukaiya, we do solve some dilemmas and would like you to help us solve some. This is, I said, this is my specialty and sometimes she helps me on the street. Yeah.
As the good girl that I am.
Do you have anything on the street for us? You should have one on the street. Please hit us. Let Rukaiya help us solve
it. Too. At least people will not think we are always biased.
Yeah.
It's the people, the things that are happening in the street, we cannot help. I know Rukaya will tell us the honest truth. The honest truth. Is that a correct grammar? Which one is honest truth? You cannot be honest.
I'll be truthful.
Untruthful.
Yes, it's, Rukaya, don't worry, it's, true. It's Nigeria English. Everybody understands it. Like, it's anything goes.
Anyway, as always, I saw this. It was on Instagram. This one caught my attention. It goes like, hello, I'm seeking advice and will appreciate it if you could post this for me. That's what she said. 3 years into my marriage, my in-laws turned against me. Despite my kindness towards them, their disdain stems solely from my inability to conceive. Worried and shocked, I underwent multiple checkups, which confirmed that I was fertile and had no issues. I relaxed, so hoping the problem would solve itself. However, a year later, the humiliation intensified. On my mother-in-law's birthday, I arranged a surprise, including a violinist, a cake, with a money bouquet. Since I was at work, I asked the cake lady to deliver the package with the violinist. My mother-in-law rejected the gift.
Rejected?
Accusing me of sacrificing my womb for wealth. I was devastated. Why did they think I was barren? I work as a safety officer in the mining sector and everybody knows my financial situation. Is it a crime to accept a low salary proposal and build a life together? Before our marriage, my husband introduced me to his parents. I let him drive my car, and his mother praised him, thinking he owned it. When he corrected her, she frowned, saying I was too high for him since I owned the car, and he didn't. She warned him that I would humiliate him because I was doing better financially. My husband remained silent, unaware that I overheard the conversation. After the birthday incident, my mother-in-law visited our home and refused to greet me. She told my husband to either have me bear children or consider a second wife. I was shocked when he agreed, despite knowing I had no facility issues. I couldn't take the insult anymore, so I packed my belongings and left that very day. With few things my car could carry, they both watched me as I left. My mother-in-law couldn't stop thanking God that I was finally leaving. My husband looked away as I drove off. A week later, I returned to collect my utensils and found another woman in the kitchen, older than me. I am 29, she's 33 or above, I guess. I packed my belongings and left the ones she was using without questioning her. My husband never called me until a month later when he asked to meet and discuss something important. He revealed that he had finally gone for a checkup as I had always wished and discovered that he had a low sperm count. He begged me to return since he is now on proper medication. Rukaya, this lady said she needs advice. Should she go back knowing that he had low sperm count with everything? Over to you, my dear sister.
Honestly, this is a big one. Because I honestly do not even know where to start from. Or what so advice I should give my dear sister out there. Because
No.
I don't know. It depends on what she really wants, actually. The question is, what
leave
do you
English
want?
Aside. Key advice is by what Allah. Please leave English aside. Please and please. This English that you're
blowing. I think I'm going to leave this to you because honestly, my brain is clogged with all this information
there's so many things. Is it about marrying a low salary and
where she said that her mother that she let him drive her car and the mother was happy and praising? It's a lie. The mother knew it was not.
No,
his
that's
car.
Not true.
The mother, she knew it was not his car. She does not know the work that he was doing.
Exactly.
You mean the man did not come and tell her that I bought a car, Mama? So the mother just assumed that car. She knew.
She said when he told her that. Not be my cow. The woman come frown now. She actually frowned.
She knew now. So the
Rashida,
fact
since Rukaya is still unpacking things, please advise this lady.
See, sometimes
I think this lady she just packed her bag.
Thank you very much.
Rukaya, sometimes. She has already packed now. They want her to return.
See, sometimes when God is fighting your battle, you will not stress.
Not at all.
And there's always a limit to what you can even see. There's so much surrounding this story of her. So much.
Yeah. So when
because
they were putting another
they
even
liked
appreciate her.
Her.
the fact that they don't even appreciate her. You know, like when you're doing things, but there's a backing from someone that appreciates you.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have any of that. So that
not
means
not at all.
That's no why I said
to even stay. It means she's staying in a toxic marriage. That's just it.
That's why I said God is fighting her battle without her even lifting a finger. Mm-hmm. She packed her things, she
That's
left.
That's right.
Now why are they coming to beg her? Now that they know that he has a problem, he's coming. Let him use his low sperm count to go and impregnate the other woman. There's a woman in the what are you saying? Is there not another woman
said,
in the house?
No, he said they said that. Exactly. Is a proper medication now. Do you understand?
He should use it.
So they want her to stay and take care of him and continue.
Thank
what she
you.
Has been doing.
Because as a lady now, you
being
take
the doormat as always.
Thank you. You should accept any rubbish. Do you understand? Suddenly, now, since the problem is from him, she should just accept it like that as a woman, quote unquote. My own is the little I could chip in from this. They are all mad. All of them are mad.
Straight up.
I want to go back and he's coming to beg that he's on medication and the mother-in-law. So how does the mother-in-law want to look me in the face now? What do you want? Mama, you, I'm talking to you. What do you want to tell me now?
And funny
Mama,
thing
explain
is,
yourself.
They never liked her
you
from
know
the
what
beginning.
They say? Go where you're loved. She should just go
much.
Where she's loved.
They never another... liked her from the beginning. Because, okay, is it my fault that I earn more than your son?
That is what is annoying me.
They never liked her from the beginning. Okay, what's the point
with
of
my money?
The
with
kid?
My money, you are
dead.
Reverse the case now. Let's reverse the case.
There's no need to reverse. We all know if reverse is the case, this story will not be a story. Kema Kinseni, Rashida.
Okay.
No, Nigerian women are really trying it.
I have a man problem. We are not going to only solve women problem here.
Did you solve any problem? What do you say?
I've told that she's
like there's a man problem in the whole world, but I feel like Nigeria takes the cake.
Yeah.
This was a man that wrote in. You guys, you guys should be serious. I don't want no jokes here. You guys should help him solve this thing. No, seriously, okay. I don't want no jokes. You guys should take this thing serious. Eustace, I know you. Rukaya,
Rashida,
please, don't be like
Eustace. Give us.
He said, please help me. I have been married to my wife for 12 years now, and everything is fine except that occasionally my wife cooks meals she knows I don't like. When I was young, my father didn't like okra and ogbono soup, and my mother never made it at home. Even pap and moi moi, she doesn't cook it because my father never eats it. I'm a picky eater.
Picky?
Just like my dad. He took after his dad. He's a picky eater just like his dad. My wife knows I don't like okra, but she will cook it and eat it with my children and make vegetable soup for me to eat.
What a considerate wife.
Eustace, I told you to be serious. Take this serious. I don't like it. You're not serious with my...
Sorry.
This man needs help now. She will make garden egg stew and eat it with yam and will fry egg for me to eat with my own yam. My three children now eat all these things and even ask my wife to cook it for them. In my culture, what a man won't eat, the wife should not cook it. But my own wife will say she's not forcing me to eat it and she is doing it for herself. But she's giving my children. I have told her next time she tries it, I will pour the soup out, and she says I won't ever try it. She's now disobedient and challenging my authority. Please help. I hope I'm not overreacting.
You're overreacting.
Drop mic.
They even upset Rukaya. She said you are overreacting. Rashida.
Money.
No, let's be frank.
I don't understand.
Like,
I'm not
part of the family.
I've never seen a considerate wife like this woman.
Oh, God.
She will make her own and the children then his. But because in his mind, in his mind, Kinsang, marriage is something that happens to women now. You understand? You're supposed to be, for it to be successful in their eyes, quote unquote, you need to be suffering. So he prefers, as he said, he doesn't eat okra. Can you imagine? So when you met me in my culture, we eat okra. I should stop eating okra because of you. I think they should start defining marriage for people before they go into it too. It's all selfishness and control. It's the control that he's craving. You don't they eat okra, I they eat okra. You don't like ogbono. Coincidentally, Rukaya, I'm even eating ogbono today. I like ogbono. So what's the issue?
You know, the problem here is the generational curse of that his father did. That's what is paining him in this thing. You know? The fact that his father did something, he did it. Now his children, how dare his children?
But he's upset that the wife is also eating the okra.
She's not supposed to eat it, and his children are not supposed to eat it. That's his own anger now.
How that cause concern the wife? Now you and your papa.
As a Nigerian, you are telling me that you're a picky eater.
As far as I'm concerned, this is a non-issue. Rashida, with the prices of food and everything, you say you are a picky eater. Are you sure this person is in Nigeria? Check the location. They are Nigerians, but I doubt if they are in Nigeria. Rashida, this your man problem. It's not a serious problem. All of them are mad.
All the people that we are bringing, they cannot be mad.
No, they are all mad now.
We've come to the end of today's podcast. Thank you so much, Rukaya, for gracing our podcast this week.
It's been a fun, fun one.
The pleasure is all mine. I've been hearing about two sisters. And you know what? It's different until you get on board with the podcast.
Thank you.
You guys are whole vibe.
Please have me another time.
I'm ready to always come to Chill Sisters because you guys give the vibe.
Thank you. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, do all the fun stuff for us.
Yes.
And I don't know, like, whenever you guys plan on doing a live session someday, because this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Blunt Archive is going to tell you for your first live show.
That would be a pleasure. That would be amazing.
I can see you guys making waves. Yeah, because this is just the beginning. You guys are amazing. Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. And congratulations again. 50th episode. For your first year anniversary.
Thank you. Yeah.